For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Sincerely, I don't know. Right inside me, I feel like I'm bubbling. Hallelujah. I'm excited because I know that this word is true. We are walking in abundance. It may not look like it. Hallelujah. But God is working something in us that will lead to abundance. Hallelujah. Bible said they went through the water, through the fire, but they brought them to a wealthy place. We are what? See, the Bible says he called for those things that be not as though they were. And then the Bible says, as Adam called them, so they are. So if we say we walk in abundance, creation will make it possible for us to walk in abundance. If we declare, the Bible says, as he hear us say, so will he do. If we say we walk with the speed of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, we walk faster than our equals. We run faster than we are supposed to be. I believe it's a prophecy. We are speaking words into our life, declaring into our future, commanding the days to be better, commanding our feet to be faster, commanding our mind to be creative, commanding our hands to be filled and to be abundant. We walk in abundance and we walk with the speed of the Holy Ghost. We are favored. We are selected in the name of Jesus. People pick us for no reason. Why do they like us? Why? Because of the favor of God. We walk in abundance. We move with the speed of the Holy Ghost. We are favored. It's a new level for our lives in the name of Jesus. I speak to our spirit. Speak to our destinies. I speak to our callings. I speak to our lives. That our life is changing. Our life is improving. Our life is shining, getting better. In the name of Jesus. We will not know a better yesterday. Anything that makes us cry, the days are over. In the name of Jesus. We walk in abundance. We move with the speed of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Father, we believe you. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for we believe the word of God. The word of God, our situation cannot be stronger than the word of God. Forever, oh Lord, your word is settled. You call it the end from the beginning. You do not call the seed of Jacob to seek you in vain. If only we believe, we will see the manifestations of God. And Lord, we believe. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your word. Thank you because this is our only hope. We don't have any hope in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Cursed is he that trusted in man. Father, we put our trust in you. We put our confidence. You know tomorrow. You know how to open a way for us. You parted the Red Sea for the Israelites when they stood before impossibilities, when they stood before closed doors. You made the way in the midst, in the Red Sea, a highway. And the Bible recorded that they walked on a dry ground. You made a way for Esther in the midst of a genocide, where the whole of her clan, the Israelites, were to be wiped off. You pick her in the midst of the multitude and made her a queen. Made her to be empowered to get deliverance for the people. You rose up Joseph, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the midst of a crooked and diabolic kingdom. It is possible, and Lord, we believe you. For you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You are our lifter. And we believe you will lead us. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you because Kogi said shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the water covers the sea. This land must be saturated with the gospel in the name of Jesus Christ. There will be traveling in this state because a gospel program is on in the name of Jesus. Just like the news recently is making the nation the state, the devil is making news. But I declare and I prophesy in Kogi's state, a time will come that Shekinah Encounter Center will be holding a program and there will be traffic back to back intercede in the name of Jesus. People will flock all over from Okene, Kaba, Abuja, all the neighboring state. They will flock in to hear the word of God. The Bible says a time will come that 8 people, 10 people will hold the skirt of a Jew and say, take us to your God, for we have that is with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare open door for the gospel. We declare to the foundation of the land, every ancient altar put in the land in captivity, that they are broken in the name of Jesus. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord, for this is our Jerusalem, and it must prosper. The land must begin to experience prosperity, new structures, new government, new parastatal, new industries, new employment. We take authority over radicality. We take authority over hoodlums. We take authority over fraternities. We take authority over mechanisms. In the name of Jesus, we plant a red bloodstained banner of Christ in this land. Father, we thank you. As we listen to your word tonight, bless us. For this is our hope. The word of God that can change our life. The word of God that will never fail. Thank you for the word. For in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's take our seat. Hallelujah. I'm excited at the word of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Excited at the word of God. This is my only hope. Praise God. This situation, you know that there's no hope anywhere. If you japa to Lagos, Lagos, I say USA, you go and meet the same corruption here. Is that not true? If you go to Canada, you go and meet the same corruption. If you go to Denmark, anywhere, Brazil, it is officially legal to carry gun on the daylight. I read of a city in Mexico that there's no police. The guy sacked the police, yes. Yeah, there's no literal, no police, all the police have run for their life. Radicality and drug barons run the city. Hallelujah. So there's no hope anywhere. Our hope is only in God. That in the midst of the quagmire, God can carve a key for us. Praise the Lord. And they will be exempted. There is no better tomorrow. Our only hope is in God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word. I believe the word of God. Hallelujah. You know, this morning I was in the room. And then I was just thinking to myself, Jotam, if God should give you a healing ministry, and then give you a word ministry, or give you a prophetic ministry, which one will you choose? If God should ask you that question, which one will you choose? I want to give you a healing ministry. You will be known for healing. I want to give you a prophetic ministry. You will be able to see into people's life perfectly. And then I want to give you a Bible teaching ministry. Which one will you pick? Don't forget, the man that is teaching healing also, it's genuinely born again. Hallelujah. Teacher, of course, it's healing from the word of God. All of them are genuine. All of them are different ministries. It's true. So which one will you pick if God should ask that question? Hallelujah. Now, personally, my answer was straight. Hallelujah. My answer was straight. I'll pick the word of God. You know why? You will not be popular with the word of God. The person that has healing ministry will be popular in a short time. Very, very true. In a short time, you'll be popular. In 1 year's time, he's famous. The person with the prophetic ministry, that man is CEO. Let me go. He'll be famous in less time. The man with the word of God is what I always Bible. He'll not be famous. But that one with the word of God will last longer when all the rest of them are gone. And then eventually he will become famous, but he will not be as famous. He will not become famous faster like the rest. I don't even know Kenneth E. Hagin. I just remember that was his story. When he was young, there were over 120 healing evangelists. You know what is healing? 120 of his time, yes. Aura robots, all of them, the 120, they were powerful. He was not even known, but all of them were HB the ministry. He was one of them, but he was not a top name. But he was the one that outlasted all of them. He's the one that had global impact. All he was doing was teaching the word of God. Faith. People were not really interested. You will last longer with the word of God. Are we together? So the word of God is very, very important. Very, very important. If we bury it in our mind and declare it,
Nothing will look like it's changing. Hallelujah. As we hear it, as you hear it, as you hear it, it is doing something to our minds. All together, it's doing something to our spirit. You will not know that it's happening, but something is happening to your spirit, man. You are getting better. Bible says, iron sharpeneth iron. You are improving. You are improving. And then one day you don't do something and say you are overnight success. No, you are not an overnight success. It has been years. Hallelujah. I remember the time when we started this ministry. David, you remember? That time there was no sound, only no fan. This probably was not even there. No, only some seat. People, anytime people come and then they, I would think they will not come again. Then I'll see them again another Friday. I say, why are you coming? I was thinking there was no sound. Young people like sound. The only thing I had was the word of God, I tell you. She said that anytime they come, they like what they hear. They like the preaching. The preaching. Are you recording? Where is it? A guy came here and met Arome one day. He said, Arome, you are wicked. So there's a place like this in Logo that you have not told us. You have been coming alone. Hallelujah. I didn't have sound. All I had was John 3:16 or James, Peter, John. It was the word of God. That's my only hope. And I don't want a day will come where I have something better. I want to remain with the word of God. Hallelujah. Because it can produce every other thing. It can produce wealth. Hallelujah. These 66 books is everything we need. It is very, very true. Hallelujah. It can raise you. It can make your name to be on Times News. You know Times News, the Times News newspaper in USA. Can make your name to be there by next week Monday. It's possible. This word. It can do it. Hallelujah. There's nothing the word of God cannot do. If we believe it and take it very, very serious, take the word of God, hear it again, meditate upon it. The Bible says it will give us good success. Praise the Lord. Good lasting success. Good lasting success. It pays to serve God. Sincerely. I don't know anywhere I will be in this world and holding this mic. Sincerely. I don't know anywhere you put me, I will not be comfortable. I will be like a fish out of water because this is what I'm born for. Hallelujah. To preach the word of God. Anytime, my happiest days are Sunday morning, Wednesday evening, and Friday evening. These are my happiest days so far. Anytime I just have to stand to preach the word of God. And then my best messages is when I get a message. Wow, I got your message, and these are my best messages. I get excited more than credit alert. Hallelujah. After that one is credit alert. Praise the Lord. It's exciting. Hallelujah. This is my hope. Praise God. Now, the month of October has been our month of consecration. Praise the Lord. And then we are rounding up the month on Saturday. So I'll be looking at some things that are very, very sensitive that can end the month for us. Hallelujah. Our topic this evening is living a second chance. Living a second chance.
For you are a God of a second chance. You know that song? You gave me a second chance. You gave me.
Then I hate that very powerful song. Hallelujah. Living a second chance. All of us, including me, all of us are living second chances. How many of you have ever committed a sin and say, Father Lord, give me another chance, I'll never do it again. And then you give another opportunity, and then you miss it again. Second chance, he gave you third chance. Some people are even on the seventh chance by now. Is it true? Is it true? Yes. All of us have disappointed God at one point or another. Or some of us are currently even disappointing God. But there is a wisdom that is coming to us this evening that will help us. That anytime, how to live a second chance. Hallelujah. How to live a second chance. And I know you will surely be blessed. Praise the Lord. John chapter 8 from verse 10 to 12. John 8 verse 10 to 12 is our anchor scripture. John 8, 10 to 12 and then Judges 16, 22. John 8 verse 10 to 12. Hallelujah. Let's read it. What does it say? When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Had no man condemned thee? Yes. Verse 11, sir. She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Now, this is our second chance. Go and what? Sin no more. You remember the story? All of us know the story, right? So now this is a second chance. Don't go and do it again. Hallelujah. Give her a second chance. Judges chapter 16 verse 22. Give her a second chance. All of us, some of us are in our second chances. And this word of God will keep us permanently not to miss this opportunity. Hallelujah. How be it? After the first scenario of David, how many of you remember the story of David? He came falling, and then they caught him, removed his eyes, hallelujah, and then took him to their grinding mill. He was grinding corn. And then one time they were having a program with the God of the Philistines, and then they brought him to entertain them. Hallelujah. To entertain them. How many of you have watched some movie at all? One. Only you. Hey. The rest of you. I have all the Bible. You have watched it also. Okay, I told you I have not. I have all the Bible character movies in my system. So you can all of us, all Abrahams, all I think it's in the folder. So in case you have not watched any of their stories, Judas, Paul, all of them. Very, very inside. When you watch it, the Bible will become real to you. Hallelujah. So get those movies and just watch them. In case you say you don't watch movie, it's a Bible movie. Hallelujah. Bible movie. You never see kiss in there. All of them. Praise the Lord. So now this is the statement. How be it? Don't forget that his strength was in his ears. That true? Now let's do this statement of his second chance. What? How be it they? What? The hair of his head, what? Began to grow again after he was shaven. How many of you have ever seen this scripture before? I've seen it before, right? His hair began. That is, he's giving, that is, his strength is coming back again. I declare that any opportunity that you have missed, your hair will grow again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Anything that used to happen to you, some people used to have dreams. Hallelujah. And then they don't have it. Some people used to have some particular encounter. I was speaking with somebody 2 weeks ago. Said that he used to have strength. I wake up in the night to pray. And nowadays he doesn't used to experience it again. Right in my mind, I know that he did something that is very, very bad. Hallelujah. So what is he now? Say, you want to tell me? No. Tell me now. I want to say, you keep quiet. Say now. Don't worry. Be free. You could not. And you know, as a man of God, you have to, as a way, you know that somebody wants to cover it, you help the person to cover it. So, okay, then don't worry. I declare in the name of Jesus restoration, but I know nothing will be restored. You know what I'm saying now? You know, there's a way, man of God, there's a system to do it. There's a way you can summarize a service that the people want to summarize. So God has spoken and make it even look spiritual. After I prayed for him, I knew I wasted my time. I knew nothing will happen. That's the truth. Hallelujah. All you need to do was to tell me what is it, and then tell you the solution. This is the way to do. Was writing me. In fact, I knew what was wrong because I had the window. I wanted to say it, but I wanted the person to say it himself. Praise the Lord. So the hair begin to grow again. Your hair will grow again in the name of Jesus Christ. You begin to receive anything you have ever missed after this message. Hallelujah. Now, what is the meaning of second chance in the Bible? The first one is a privilege gotten after failing first attempt. What did I say? A privilege gotten. Afterward, failing first attempt. Hallelujah. In Judges chapter 6 from verse 37 to 40, which is what we call fleece in the Bible. You know what is a fleece? You know what is a fleece? You know what is a fleece? Like, Father Lord, I want to know who is my wife. Let the lady that look at me 4 times in this service be my wife. That is a fleece. Then you came to the service and sat down. And then one lady look at you 4 times and say, that is a wife. That is what we call a fleece. Like, you put a condition, when this happened, then this is saying this. Do you understand me now? Yes, I remember a guy said that, Lord, if this is later come and sit down on my left hand, and the person that sat down on his left hand was, he said, no. It's not. Hallelujah. He said, no. he bargained his time and changed the fleece. Praise God. But that is an old way of testing God. So he said that, he now put something on the ground, and then, you know, dew used to fall in the night. Said that let water only fall on this gutter. Let surrounding be dry, but let there be waters. Then it happened, and then only water fell on it, and then he pressed it, and he formed a bowl of water. All together? Then he said, Lord, what is it? Maybe he's not sure. Now, this time around, let the cutting be dry, and let the surrounding be wet. And then God did it for him again. That is second attempt. So that you'll be sure it is me. All together. So a second chance. Maybe God asked you to do something and you missed it. A second chance is coming for you. After failing the first attempt. All together. That's what you mean to leave a second chance. You're not leaving a second opportunity. Number 2 is an opportunity to try again. After this time around, you have failed. All together. Now this one is you are not sure. But this time around, you have done it and then you failed. All together. And then God is giving you an opportunity to try it again. you try it again. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, a man planted a tree in Luke chapter 13 from verse 5 to 10. Planted a tree and then came back from verse 5 to 10. Yes, came back the first year, didn't harvest anything. Came back the second year, didn't harvest anything. Came back the third year, didn't get anything. Then he said, I'm going to cut short this tree. Then the gardener said, please give him one more year. Let us dig around it and fertilize it and dunk it. King James. Hallelujah. And then after that, you can. So a lot of us, God has given us opportunity and then we have failed again and again. Now God is giving us a second chance altogether. And there is a way to live that second chance opportunity. God has given us an opportunity. Have you ever had an opportunity to preach to somebody and you know that you should preach to this person and you did not? Has it ever happened to you? God is saying, speak to this person, speak to this person, tell this person something. How people feel? How this kind of thing happen? And then it did not. Has it ever happened to you? If it has not happened to you, that means God told you to talk to you at all. Because I know it should have happened. Has it happened to us, all of us? And then, yes. And that happened to me several times. See, this one, how people say now, several times. Hallelujah. Praise God. So an opportunity after you have failed, all of us will receive fresh opportunities. Another divination is another space to prove your competence and your capability. Hallelujah. Another chance to prove your competence. Hallelujah. Your first performance was not awesome. Your first delivery was not good. Your first release was not good. And then you are given another chance. Now, don't fold our hands. We'll give you another slot. Do you understand that kind of sentiment? Like Peter, the Bible says, Peter loved thou me more than this in John chapter 21, from verse 15 to 16. He gave him another chance. Go and feed my flock. How together? A chance to prove ourselves again. God gave you an opportunity and you missed it. God will give you another chance to prove your capability. And you know, now this topic will help you relate with human beings also. All together? Yes, will help you relate with human beings. And then finally, the meaning of living a second chance means an opportunity to say you are sorry. And then you regret your action. Hallelujah. An opportunity to what? Say you are sorry. In 2 Samuel chapter 12 from verse 1 to 12, but particularly verse 13, 2 Samuel chapter 12 from verse 1 to 13, 2 Samuel 12 verse 13 was the story of David when he impregnated Bathsheba, gave her to Solomon, and then Nathan came to speak with him. Hallelujah. Then God said something, and David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, the Lord also hath put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die. Now you'll have an opportunity to leave. You have an opportunity to say you are sorry. You have an opportunity to give. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, I want to say some few things about second chances. I want your ears to be open. Praise God. Now, the first thing is that, please listen to me. All together? Anyone or anytime somebody gives you a second chance, that means the person truly loves you. Is it true? And the person really believes in you, because few people will give you a second chance. Anytime somebody gives you a second chance, like this, like the story we read in John of Jesus, tell her, please don't go and do it again. And the Bible always says that love covereth multitude of sin. Is it true? Yes. Have you ever seen a guy that wants to break a relationship with a lady? Even if he doesn't pick his call. I call it, you don't begin my call. You don't even respect me again. This relationship is over. Hallelujah. But another one that truly loves her, even if he doesn't pick the call and doesn't return it in 1 week time, he will still forgive her. You keep giving us second chances again. Do you understand the point? He said, giving people second chances is a sign that the person loves you. And the person appreciates you. And the person believes in you. Altogether. So anytime you receive a second chance, know that there is a sign of love from this angle. Praise the Lord. Number two thing I want to know that, be careful that not all mistakes and errors and opportunities will have a second chance ever. It's not every mistake that will have a second chance. Do you understand that? It's not every opportunity that will repeat itself. Do you understand? It's not every mistake or error that will have a second chance. The mistake of Lucifer, did he ever have a second chance? Do you remember the story of Lucifer? There is a group we call them the Freemasons or Satanists. They say that God was unfair to Lucifer. If human beings sin, God will forgive them. But Lucifer sinned and God did not forgive him. But God is unfair to him. Lucifer could not be forgiven because he's in a class all by himself. Is that not true? Yes, he's an angel. He should know better. But like, I accept you should know better. Like, your younger sister, the lady, that says, see you do now, your mom will look at her and say, she's a small girl. But if you do it now, she expects you to know better. Is that not true? Yes, you know the rule better. Praise the Lord. So he was in another class. Judas, when he sold Jesus Christ, literally sold Jesus Christ, he didn't have another chance. The Bible says he went and hanged himself and died. We are not sure whether he's in hell or in heaven. Because the Bible says when Jesus Christ died, he went to hell and brought some people out to heaven. Is that true? Is that what the Bible says? So maybe Judas repented when God, Jesus met him. We don't know. So nobody can categorically say that Jesus is in hell. You cannot prove it and you cannot disprove it. So they will go to heaven. We know. Hallelujah. So not every opportunity. There is your first impression that people you meet once, if you are not correct, you don't meet them again for life. They will never give you a second opportunity. Hallelujah. Never. So you must be careful not to think that always you receive second chances. There are people that miss their calling and then God gave their calling to somebody else. You know that guy that came here last week, Friday, the service, he was telling me that he felt the calling of God is upon him and then he's very, very reluctant. You know, people like that, I don't use biblical or ministerial ethics to talk to them. I tell him, let me tell you, you are 100% replaceable. One, two. When you stand before God, the reason you say that you don't feel, this reason you are giving, when you stand before God, God will show you 1 million people that had worse reasons and they still stood in ministries. So you don't have any reason. Altogether, that God means that he feels that his ministry was not primarily his ministry. God gave, if somebody in ministry that refused to answer the call and God took it and gave him. Hallelujah. There are many men of God that we know that are popular, that they call on their life is not primarily their own. But God called somebody and the person was reluctant. But he said that whether he was in a service and somebody came and was crying bitterly. And he thought that the person was touched with the Holy Ghost. And then he went to the person and then the person said that what Benihin was doing today, or what is his, God showed him the picture of him doing it several times and God told him that this is what you should be doing. So God took the ministry from him and gave Benihin. Altogether. So you see that it's not every time, not every opportunity will have a second chance. That is why we must, the statement, first impressions and first things always matter. At the first opportunity, make sense on time. Altogether, make sense on time. I remember one guy that came to minister in Dunamis International Gospel Center. He came to sing a song. And then when he came up to a church like that, you don't come and say, I'm beginning to gyrate people. When they say sing, come and sing. Don't preach. You understand me? When they come and say, the Lord is good. You know, look at this person that doesn't have leg is dancing. You that have leg. You don't say things like that. Yeah. Altogether, that's the guy came and was saying that. I was here. No, the point. I heard this story from the back people. That is those close to him. He said, call on. This guy should never climb this stage again. Yes. And I had that opportunity. I heard from Pastor David Ibiemi said that somebody came to his office. I was taking his time. He walked to the door to signal the time. I have something to do. Let me go in. The person was talking. He said, today is the last day you ever enter. He said, he said this around September this year. He said, from that year till now, he has never entered. And the guy may never ever enter his office again. See, that opportunity he had, you have been wise. 5 minutes and then you will have entered the office again and again. Altogether. So first opportunity we have, try to maximize it. Because we may never have another opportunity. Altogether. And then number three that I want you to note is that when you maximize a second chance, you can cover up the error and the gap of the first mistake. Altogether. Let's say somebody gave you a second chance and then the mistakes you did in the first time, you can maximize it and cover it. Judges chapter 16 verse 30. What are you saying? Let's have it on screen, please. Judges 16 verse 30. When you have a second chance now, you can maximize it. Hallelujah. And then even what you're supposed to do the first time, you can cover up for it. Do you understand? How many of you have what Britain Got Talent or American Got Talent? Something like that. And then the first thing came for the first auditioning and the first thing did woefully. And then came the second time and got a grand ovation. Have you ever seen scenarios like that? Yes. Is that the second time the first thing flopped on the first time, but the second time he overshadowed, he's like he cumulatively impacted what you have done. Now the Bible says, let's read this. And Samson said, let me die with my Philistine. You know, when he was being made fun of, a small child was holding him. He said, take me to the pillar that holds the building. So they took him to the pillar, and then he said, let me die with my enemy. The Bible says that so. I'm reading the last 10 sentences now. So the dead which he slew at his dead, the people he killed at his dead were more than they which he slew all his life. Do you understand that? When he had the first chance, the first opportunity, he used a Job book of an ass and killed how many people? I can't remember the thousand number, but thousands of people. He killed a lot of thousands of scenarios. He killed did a lot of terrible. The Bible says, in his death, when his hair began to grow again, and when he was about to die, the people he killed that day were more than all the people he has ever killed cumulatively. So you can see that the second opportunity that we have now, we can do greater than the first opportunity that we have. Do you understand? So all the first opportunity that we missed, all the errors we have done, all the mistakes we have done, now in the second chance, we can cover up the gap. Praise God. And we will cover it up in Jesus' name. Now number four, I want you to note, is a counsel to you. Be careful on giving second chances without assurance that the person has changed. Now this is you now to giving people second chances. How many have given people second chances before? All of us, I believe. And then discover that the person has not even changed, even if it's a second chance. Has that happened to you before? Yes. Hosea chapter 13 verse 2. Be careful with giving people second chances. Because you give a person a second chance when you know that this person is sorry. Remember when I preach on true repentance? When you know that the person is sorry, and if he has an opportunity, he will change. You get the gist? So be careful in giving. There are people that you will never give them a second chance again. Hallelujah. Once you don't see the sign that this person has truly changed, or this person has truly repented, you will never give them a second chance. So be careful. Be what? Careful. I told you the story I heard from Apostle Johnson Suleiman. He said that he discovered that his secretary was stealing from him. Do you understand? His secretary was stealing from him. Then Apostle Johnson Suleiman got to know it prophetically. So he told the man, your secretary is stealing from him. He's stealing from you. Fire him. The man said, no, I will leave him. And then he'll be paying gradually. Apostle Joseph Suleiman said, the secretary killed him, caught his body, put it in a fridge. They found his dead body in a fridge. Yes. He said, it happened two times. One woman and her driver. Her driver was stealing from her. In fact, that other one was on news, national news. So Suleiman said, this is what he was doing. Fire him. She did not fire him. Discover her dead body in her fridge in her house by the man. So be careful in giving second chances to people. Be very, very careful. There's some level of hurt, there's some level of things that some people will do. You don't even think of giving them second chances unless you are sure they have changed. How do you get that? There are certain things that are character problems. There are certain things that is nature. Like this person is like this. If somebody cheats on you and then the person's open up without you telling the person, without you finding out, that is a weakness and the person is sorry, you can consider giving the person a second chance. You discover the person is cheating on you, confronted the person, and the person is denying it, and then you know that a lot of people, and then it was very, very terrible. That is a terrible character. Do you understand me now? So be careful with certain people you give second chances in your benevolence. You are no more holy than God. You know that? Is that true? Be very, very careful. Now, wisdom keys to living a second chance. Now, all of us are living second chances. Hallelujah. Wisdom keys to living a second chance. Say with me, wisdom keys to living a second chance. I'm not hearing you. Wisdom keys to living a second chance. The first wisdom key is always remember that it is a chance and a privilege and not a right. If somebody gives you a second chance, know that it is a chance and a privilege. You don't deserve it. That's what I mean. Are you get that? It's not as if I deserve it. I've been in this house for years. Hallelujah. If he ever give you, there is a man of God in Nigeria, he had a personal problem with stealing. Like, you can do a lot of crime in the ministry, he will forgive you. But if you ever caught stealing and it's verified, you are gone. Even if you have been in the ministry for 35 years, like, he has a personal hatred. I mean, do you know the person I'm talking about? Okay, know him. Okay, you know him. All right. There's a personal, because I'm on mic, I would have said it. And a personal hatred. Once you are caught stealing, you can do anything, they may do board of counsel and they will judge your case and they don't do it again. But once you are caught stealing, you are gone. Hallelujah. So remember, it's a privilege and a chance and not the right. Hallelujah. Now that person, remember, the reason why I brought that story is because that person may think, I deserve to be forgiven. I've been in this ministry for 35 years. No. He has a choice, is that whether I will give you a second chance or not. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. That means you lose that thing from your life. Hallelujah. You remember, all of us know Hebrews 4:16. What does it say? Hebrews 4:16. Let us come Let me be cutting it. Let us come what? Now we'll be doing memory verses every service. Hallelujah. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace. Why did he put it up? That we might what? Obtain mercy. And find grace to help in time. So you see, you came to obtain mercy. I don't deserve it yet, but yes. Hallelujah. You don't deserve it. We don't deserve it. Hallelujah. So you see, there's a way you can relate. Know that I should be fired, but I'm here. Hallelujah. Number two, wisdom key. Never forget the cause of your first mistake. Why did you miss the first opportunity? Do you understand? Bible beginning in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13, talking about the character of the person. Because once you know what you did, why you missed the first time, you'll be able to avoid it. Do you understand that? Why did I did the first mistake? Maybe because I didn't know. Now I will go for knowledge so that I need to know what I need to know. Do you understand? Why did the person commit adultery? Now the person need to know that maybe I began to spend more time with the opposite sex that is not my partner. Do you understand? Why did I lie? Because I'm afraid. So you need to know the cause of your first mistake. Why did the first opportunity turn sour? Why did I miss it? Do you understand, guys? So we need to know. You need to analyze, why was it like this? Why did I miss it? Because if you don't know it, you will repeat that same cycle again. Because you don't know. Why did I miss it? Hallelujah. So learn the character problem and then learn the cause of your first mistake. Because in this second chance, you know, they say a mistake is a mistake when it is once. When it is repeated, it's no longer a mistake. Is this true? When it is repeated, it's no longer a mistake. A mistake is a mistake only once. Once you do it again, it's no longer a mistake. It is intentional. Hallelujah. Number three is make conscious effort to restore lost opportunities, trust, dignities, and virtue. Hallelujah. Make conscious effort toward restore lost opportunities, trust, your dignity, and your virtue. 2 Corinthians 11 verse 26. But first of all, 1 Corinthians 15 verse 10. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 10. Hallelujah. Make conscious effort to restore your trust. Hallelujah. It is difficult to build trust when you have betrayed people. Hallelujah. Is it not true? Hallelujah. The Bible says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. Remember, Paul was the one that was killing everybody. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. Now the next statement is what my emphasis altogether. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was in me. The Bible says, he that is forgiven, forgiveth little, loveth little. But he that is forgiven what? Much. Does what? Does what? Loveth much. Now I'll be saying some scriptures half, so that you'll be completing it. Praise God. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 15. That's 2 Corinthians 15 verse 10. And then 2 Corinthians 11, 26. Hallelujah. Now, this is it. You lost trust in the first opportunity. It's your responsibility to take steps consciously to build your trust. Is that not true? It's your responsibility. The person didn't trust you because you were hiding a lot of things. You cheated on the person. And then now you want to build trust again. You will need to give the person extra access to every information, even information that the person doesn't want to know. Is that not true? Because you are trying to appease the person, like you are appeasing a ghost now. You need to take conscious responsibility. Now you were sent on an error to do something and then you misfire. You must take steps to restore that opportunity. Praise God. You are given an opportunity to build a place or to do a particular responsibility. And, hallelujah. You are given a responsibility to do a particular activity and you could not do it. It's your responsibility to take steps to restore and to build it up. Praise God. Hallelujah. So make conscious effort. In your second chance, make every opportunity you are supposed to have done. Hallelujah. That is why if you gave your life to Christ back late, you'd be more serious in evangelism. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Like I always say that people used to clean chairs in olden days. They didn't serve God when they were young. Now that they're born again and they're 60, see them cleaning chairs again. No, there's one I'm talking about that there are those that are consistently, because they've been doing it, they continue doing it. But somebody just doing some extra things. He's trying to cover over the time he did not do when he was young. Hallelujah, is that not true? You know, like they say, when you see an old mother in a party, she will send to meet the thing she didn't do when she was young. It's not true. Because a young girl at party, when she's young, she'll just be similarly remembering those days. Yes. Hallelujah. So you make effort to recover all the lost opportunities. You are in the second channel, and you must consciously recover the missed opportunities. Make the effort, take the steps. The fourth, wisdom keys. Never expect previous right immediately. Never what? Expect previous right immediately. Hallelujah. Now in 1 Kings chapter 1 from verse 41 to 52. And then 1 Kings chapter 2 verse 23 is the story of Adonijah. A son of King David that tried to take the throne by force. Then the mother of Bathsheba, Solomon intervened, and then Solomon became the king. Hallelujah. And then normally, if he had not done treason before, he would have normally asked for the young girl, because David had never slept with her, and he would have received. But because he was already in the bad books, what he did cost him trouble. Hallelujah. Just like, if I used to come to your house, and then I have an SPI key. And then one day you discover that something is missing from your house. And then later you discover that it's the person that stole it, not me. Hallelujah. Is that Jesus? And then you are forgiving me now and you have given me a second chance. Will you immediately give me your key? Do you understand what I'm talking about? So me, that I'm living a second chance, it would be wrong for me to expect those privileges again. Immediately. So imagine I'm expecting you to give you a key back because you used to give me before. No. There's a certain privilege that you used to enjoy before. Don't expect them when you're living the second time. Like, don't expect them immediately. You may eventually get it back when you build up your trust, and then when you have covered up, and then the person can trust you again. But don't immediately, now you are forgiven, you don't expect. Bishop Dako, it means you should say something. That there are some of his young ministers that started it with him when he was pastoring. And then some of them left. Then now he's big. Earlier, then they are coming. And then when they came back, it's too late for them to even get close to his level. Then he said that those people are foolish when they just leave like that. He expects them to stay at a particular level. And then maybe once in a while, you give them, okay, come and take this responsibility. And then they grow in the rank. All together? They grow in the rank so that they can cover up for the missed opportunities. So don't expect to receive previous right word immediately. Do you understand that? The first key I said was what? Hallelujah. We're looking at living a second chance. The first key I said was what? Always remember that it's a chance and a privilege and it's not a right. And then number two I said was what? Never forget the cause of the first mistake and then avoid number three. Make conscious effort to restore lost opportunities. Trust and dignities. Number four, I said never expect previous rights immediately. And then number five is push strategies of accountability and measure to ascertain improvement. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 13 verse 5. Hallelujah. There is a way, since you are living a second chance, there is a way to measure that in your second chance you are not missing it. Today is 28. Okay. I just wonder why they are like this. I remember today is 28. Praise God. All right, yeah. Bible says, examine yourselves. Praise the Lord. Whether ye be in the faith. That means there is a way you can always check. Check yourself. How far? Measure up. Hallelujah. Apostle Arame will always call it heart check. How many of you have ever heard him say heart check? Heart check. Always check yourself. Are you becoming too edgy? Hallelujah. There's something in my face. He say, you're becoming too churchy now. Too touchy. Small thing, you are getting. See, when you are broke, your anger level increase. Are you aware? Is it true? Does that happen to you? So when you see something like that, I just come at that. Anytime,
my I'm just on the edge. Don't look for trouble. Hallelujah. But when you're balanced, when you're good, the person can look for a trouble. You move. You're okay. Nothing. You're just excited. I got joy in the morning. You're just thinking, I'm praising God. Just look at the sun. Why is the sun even like this? You complain about anything. Hallelujah. See, the more blessed you are, you will overlook a lot of things. Hallelujah. Money does not make a marriage happy. No. That's the way they say it. Money is not something about marriage, something like that. There's a way they say that money is not everything about marriage, or something like that. Or something like that, the way they say it. But money make marriage more comfortable and more easier. Do you understand? Love in a car is different from love on machine. It's different from love you are trekking and holding hands. Is it true? It's true. Believe it. Believe it. Hallelujah. It's different love story altogether. The experience is different. It's different. Hallelujah. I love you, like I saw a call. I say, I love you from a girl that is blessed. You know it's true, I love you. It's not from a hungry stomach. Do you understand? Now she's saying, I love you, not because she needs money, but she truly loves you. Why am I going to that place? Let's go back to our topic. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Maybe somebody needed to hear, you need to be prosperous. Hallelujah. So put a system of accountability. Always check your heart. Why you getting touchy? Why is things happening like that? Always check yourself. Because some things can begin to happen. So like I said, when I'm getting touchy over some things, I don't know that this is the reason. So I now learn how to master myself. That situations do not dictate the way you feel, the way you react, the way you respond, the way you do something like that. You should be able to be the same, irrespective of circumstances. You should not be perturbed because of temper, or somebody should not suffer because of your condition. Do you understand? So I examine myself. I discovered this was a mistake. This was a reason. Hallelujah. And then consistently renew your mind. Hallelujah. Now I want to give you some counsel and then we close. The first thing is never take for a ride anyone that gives you a second chance. Hallelujah. Somebody should give you a second chance. Never what? Take it for a ride. Don't even take it. No, there is a way somebody will feel as if like I am irreplaceable. That's why the person is giving me a second chance. Is that not true? Hallelujah. Don't think the reason why God gives you a second chance is because you are irreplaceable. Praise God. Because you are totally replaceable. You are what? Say with me, I am totally replaceable. Now you have to believe that. You see, when Lucifer left heaven, somebody has taken his place. Is it true? Yeah, somebody has taken his place. There's no man of God that will die today. We will feel their absence, but somebody will take their place. Even you yourself, today, if you die, not you. If somebody today die, the family will cry. Hallelujah. After a while, come 1 year of the anniversary of the person's death. Let the person appear and see that life has moved on. But the people are even fighting on your gratuity, fighting on your benefit. Is that not true? It's called irreplaceable. So don't ever feel that when somebody gives you a second chance or God gives you a second chance to right your wrongs, it's because you are too important. How do you get that? You are too important. Or when men give you a second chance, always take it that it is not because you are too important and never take it for a right. Because you may not have a third chance. Do you understand? You may not have a third chance. I know of people that have lost valuable relationships because they took for granted a second chance. And they never had a third chance. Hallelujah. Yes, they took advantage of a second chance. I know people that lost jobs because they were given a second chance and they still missed it. Because this was my family member. Hallelujah. And they got fired. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray that God will help us all in Jesus' name.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. remain rapturable.